About 12. We got when you're 12. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Joel. Speaking to Mr. Holder. Kurt?
Yes.
How you doing today, Mr. Kurt?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very good. Thank you for asking. So very quickly, I'm calling from Milestone Capital. We fund businesses. You still own your business, correct?
Of course.
Yes. So we're just trying to give you some insight in regards of, you know, how to make your business profitable, inject some capital into it. We got some options.
Well, I make money, man.
I'm sure you do. That's why you stay in business. So, but you know, like I said,
cash.
Really? Okay, that must be nice.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, like I said, this is just pretty much some information, the way you can go ahead and whenever you think about expanding, you can go ahead and know what to look for.
I mean, we got.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm talking employee.
Okay.
So, what's up, man?
So, how long you been in business, Ms. Kurt?
8 years.
8 years. Okay. Perfect. And do you have in what kind of business is this?
Construction. Residential and commercial.
Okay, perfect. And let me see here.
I deal at $2 million a year.
Okay. And you're the main owner, or you have partners?
Yeah, no, just me.
Okay, perfect. And do you have any loans or any advances, cash advances at this moment?
I own everything. I'm going to pay for it.
Okay.
See two more?
Perfect. And what is the monthly revenue on this business?
No, it's a 12. No, 1, 2, yeah, 12. Two more, okay. Probably, maybe.
60? Okay.
50-60.
Got it.
Depends.
And if I was able, Kurt, to get you. Okay. Sounds good. So if I was able to get you some capital, and if you would need it, I mean, how much would you be looking for?
I don't really know, man. Honestly, I thought about buying a building.
Okay.
I'm just so busy right now that it's hard for me to even think about, you know.
I understand. I know I caught you in a very bad moment. I just got to gather this information very quickly. That way I can go ahead and one of my underwriters can go ahead and get in touch with you at a better time and actually present you with an offer. So the best number that we have for you is the one ending in 3207. Okay, perfect. And the best email that we have for you, it's the one on file, the one InBrenovation@gmail.com.
InBrenovation@gmail.com, yeah.
Got it. Thank you. Let me see here. And what would you use the money for? To expand, or what would you use it for?
To buy property, possibly.
Okay.
I've outgrown my space.
Got it. Okay, so this is what
it is. I would buy something and fix it up. So I would have a lot of equity in the property.
Absolutely.
That's what I do, so.
Got it. And what is the name of the company, Kurt? That's going to be the last question.
H&B Renovation. Instead of the N, it's the letter N. It's the N symbol. Because you can't put an N on a website.
Got it. So this is what it is, Kurt. I'm going to go ahead and send you an application on an email. And I'm going to go ahead and send you an application and email. You can go ahead and do that over the phone, or you can go ahead and do that on your computer. All we need for you to do is just, as soon as you get this, go ahead and fill it out. I mean, it takes no more than 5 minutes. and we'll have one of our underwriters present you with an offer. And if you think it's something doable, if you think that it's something that is going to be beneficial to you, you can go ahead and go for it. All we need to do is just, I need you to go ahead and send 4 statements or at least 3 statements of the bank statements. That way we can go ahead and present with an offer. Like I said, if you think this is something doable to you, you can go ahead and go for it. Okay?
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yes, sir. So I want to go ahead and thank you, Kurt, for letting me get you this this information, and I want to congratulate you for taking the first steps, okay?
All right, appreciate it. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir.